morning and welcome to episode 6, everyone. If you've just joined us, I am Robin at A Tired Witch on Instagram.
And I'm Maria at Maria the Arcane on Instagram. Thank you for being here and welcome to our podcast.
So just like every week, we talk about the upcoming lunar phases, and the one that is closest to us from when you guys will be hearing this, which is Friday, is going to be the new moon in Gemini, which happens the following Thursday on May 23rd. One of these days, we're going to have to like skip a lunar phase or something, or talk about two in one, because it's like pressing slowly further and further out, because that's how the moon works, everyone. With the new moon in Gemini, we're looking at energies of how we communicate with others, new friendships, new ways of communication, new interests. It's all very fresh, very new ideas and energies. And even though we are all stuck in quarantine hell, although I've heard some states are opening up, some places are opening up.
Yeah. Like
please
mine.
Still wash your hands, guys.
Or better yet, still stay in if you're able
still
to.
Still stay in. Yeah, please. Let's all not die. Regardless of that, we're looking at energies of new friendships, new ways of communication, new interests. And even though we're stuck inside, there's a lot of ways that we can still do this. And what I would recommend for like activities you can do during the Gemini new moon is focusing on picking up your friggin' phone and calling someone that you love and care about, but you haven't talked to in a while. That is reinventing and going back to communications, etc., without putting yourself or anybody else in danger. And similarly, I downloaded Bumble for the friend section. I'm married, guys. Calm down. I know you guys were like, oh my God, Robin, are you single? I'm not. Okay, so please don't slide in my DMs. But
they're going to anyways. They're going to anyways.
Maria can. No one else can. Okay. Don't slide in my
DMs. On the regular.
Actually, Amber, I know you're listening to this. You can slide in my DMs too, you dirty, dirty mongrel. Anyway, I downloaded Bumble for the BFF section, and I know that they've been pushing massively, like doing online hangouts. And they like added, or maybe they always had it, but I know that they're pushing their video chat feature for the app. And obviously this is not a Bumble advertisement, because like, who are we kidding? But doing things like that is still putting yourself in a situation where you can meet new people and find new ways of communicating with others without having to leave your house. So it's possible. You can do it. It's a matter of kind of looking at it with a new perspective, I guess you could say. Also, with the Gemini new moon, you might find yourself looking for new and more environmentally friendly ways of kind of living, especially we're in this kind of weird situation where a lot of people, their income is lower. We want more sustainable, eco-friendly things that are also more financially affordable. And so this is a time to start evaluating that. How can you improve your wallet or rather the decrease in your wallet while also improving the environment? There's loads of resources and ways to do that. And so kind of approaching things with a new perspective is what we're looking at this new moon. So I say, pick up your phone, guys. FaceTime your friends.
Yeah.
Call your grandma. Call your mom. See how, especially see how the elderly are doing in your life.
Yeah. And then, you know, also to think about the dark side of the new moon, you know, as you said, Gemini is such a communicative sign. I feel like reevaluating the way we communicate with each other or even ourselves is super important. And
I agree.
You know, it's time to block your Uncle Fred on social media, because nothing you can say will change his mind and it's affecting your mental health. I mean, no, just concentrate on those who you actually can communicate well with.
Snaps.
And
snaps for that idea.
Take care of yourself. You're number one in your life. If you're not treating your mental health well, and like, well, I have to talk to Uncle Fred because he's my uncle. No, just
fuck that. I will say this with my last dying breath. Blood does not mean shit if they shit on you. So fuck them.
Yes.
Block them, man. Block them if you can. You know, I get it. Family functions are real, but realistically in quarantine, what's a better time to block a family member that's bringing you nothing but toxic energy? Because you're not going to have to see them at this summer's barbecue. It's fine. You won't even have to see them until Christmas at best. Block their asses. Mute them. Fuck them. Fuck them. What's the next time you're going to see him? Aunt Betty's funeral? It's a sad time anyway. Talking about being blocked on Facebook? It's not going to come up. It's fine.
No, no. No. And then if it does come up, just be like, I got tired of listening to your verbal diarrhea, Uncle Fred.
Or just do what I do. Turn around and walk away when they start talking to you because you don't owe them shit.
Exactly. 100%.
I can get behind that. Yeah, just walk away. Who cares? Like, just be like, okay, and walk away because life's too short for that sort of energy, man.
You're a Gemini now.
So it's just a Gemini new moon, baby. Home that shit and you block their ass. Block their number. Block their Facebook. Block their Instagram. Block their Twitter. Block it all, baby. Fuck it.
I love Geminis.
Me too.
If you just started listening to us, every podcast we talk about a random tarot card. We go over the universal meaning and then our own interpretation of the card. Hearing others' opinions helps beginners form their own opinions, or even those who have been practicing for a while expand their views on other meanings. This week, we're going to talk about the Knight of Swords reversed. This is our first reversal we have ever talked about. I feel that it needs to be heard during this time of rushing into things. We as people aren't ready for the universal meaning of this reversal is about not thinking things over or not forming a game plan before diving into an idea with haste. And this impulsiveness our knight has partaken in is going to have some terrible repercussions. My interpretation is somewhat similar, but whenever knights are reversed, I always like to say that they have fallen off their horses. And our knight has raced after this idea without having a clear strategy. And now to all this rushing into things, they have now hit a brick wall. This brick wall might be self-brought on blockage or even a burnout. This card reverse reminds me a lot about that quote from Practical Magic. The quote is about spinning really fast because it feels good and it's fun. But if you don't keep your eyes on something still, aka something that's actually, you know, truly matters or a strategy, you can lose your balance and fall down. This quote shows you may have thought you were in control of the situation, but actually you weren't because you didn't think things through first. It's just a matter of time before the metaphorical horse kicks you in your fanny. I always tell my clients that if they want to get back on the horse, they need to do so with intention and a clear plan. Don't just hope things will work out for the best. Go out there and do your best and try to have a plan for everything. And most of all, take your time. So, how do you view this card, Robin, dear?
Well, here's the thing. When I get the Knight of Swords reversed, it is almost always a very extreme version of what you just described. The kind of going into things without thinking through them, to me, and this isn't in every case, but especially in love readings, when I get the Knight of Swords reversed, it's like a sociopath. So not only are they not thinking about their actions, but they really genuinely do not care. Do you know what I mean?
Wow, it's, I never thought, yeah.
It's taking very little concern for others. So like think about, for example, when you've got a drunk driver who they're not totally shit-faced to the point that they can't think about, you know, consequences of their actions, but they are inebriated enough that getting behind the wheel is very dangerous, not just for them, but for those around them, right? That is the Knight of Swords reversed. It's a, I am not so plastered that I can't be held responsible for my actions, right? But I am so plastered that I should make better choices and maybe I still don't. And so that's this card for me. It's making choices that are just insane and not really thinking about others because, well, I want it. I want it now. I just want to do this, so I'm going to.
Yes.
It's,
I love that.
It's, and you know what it reminds me of, actually? It,
well, what does it remind you of?
It reminds me of the Michigan riots right now. It is using violence and brute force to get what you want. And not caring about others. It's, I want this thing, and so I'm entitled to have it, and I'll do whatever it takes to get it. Hello, we've seen this somewhere in recent times, guys. The dumbasses in Michigan. If you support the Michigan riots,
really,
or do them, you're a fucking idiot. it just, they're quick to anger. They're sometimes violent, and whenever I get this card in a love reading especially, it's a huge red flag for me. Like, massive red flag. Like, I get it, and I'm just like, girl, run!
No, I completely agree with you. That's really good.
Yeah. It's just card. One of those cards that, at least in my experience, has never been a soft version, like the Rider-Waite-Smith kind of general meaning. It has always been this like extreme sociopathic card. It's such a warning to me. I hate it.
Same. Even though our views are slightly different. But whenever this card comes up, it's like, time to reverse it.
it's actually goes back to the point that you made at the very beginning that we always talk about of learning other people's experiences with tarot is how you develop your own meanings, and this is an example of that. Like, 100%. In my experience, it's always been a massive red flag.
Huge red flag.
Massive. Run, bitch, run.
Oh my gosh.
So this week, we want to take a couple minutes to talk about something that is ruining everyone's life. It is just the worst thing to happen to anyone ever. It's called toxic positivity. Shall we, Maria?
Yes, we shall.
Toxic positivity is ruining your life, and here's why. The three-part article on why your life is ruined because of things like good vibes only. It's a huge, huge part of our community that highlights people with good intentions that they mean well, they really do, but it's really harmful to not just others, but to yourself. If for those of you listening who don't know what toxic positivity is, if you're listening to this and you're in the witchcraft or spiritual community, you've probably seen it and you might not even realize it. Toxic positivity is the love and light only, good vibes only. It is the suppressing of your own emotions or your shadow self to the point that it's detrimental to yourself and to those around you.
It reminds me of when people, like, when, let's say you're upset and someone walks up to you and says, stop crying, be happy. Yeah. It's just so incredibly dismissive. I mean, you're allowed to struggle with your emotions when you've been through something traumatic and upsetting, and letting those emotions out in the long run will help you be more positive and happy in the long run.
Even if it's not as, like, as drastic as having a trauma, you're allowed bad days, guys. Like,
yes,
that it's okay. Like, it's all right. You're allowed to have a shitty day and say, wow, today sucked. And that's okay. You're not like a bad witch or a bad spiritual person because you're not good vibes only, bro. Like, fuck off.
You do not have to be. Yeah, you don't have to be happy all of the damn time to be considered a good witch. It is unrealistic. And anyone who tells you that they are, like, happy all the time and that, you know, they're good vibes only, they're lying. They lie.
They're so full of shit. I hate the good vibes only, especially, like, of all the toxic positivity expressions, right? I hate that one the most because it's on every fucking, like, pendant in, like, some girl's room who is, like, culturally appropriating, like, so many things, and you know what I mean, who bought the fucking god, what's that tarot deck called? I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday. I can't remember what it's called, but there's a tarot deck that every girl, well, not every girl, excuse me, I'm, like, really gendering people. Every person who does that good vibes only bullshit has, and then gets into spirituality for, like, one summer and then never touches it again. And they just, like, spread their toxicity for, like, a summer, and then they're like, goodbye, and now I'm over this. Now I'm on to home brewing beer.
Like, yeah, it really is, like, it's such a privileged statement. And like, I always view the people who make that comment, knowing full well what it means, as people who, like, you know, they, like, they push people away, that friends, their friend, let's say their friend is dealing, like, with the loss of somebody, and they're like, well, I can't have you around me anymore because you're just so negative all the time, Karen.
Oh my God.
You know, it's terrible. And it's like, well, you're a terrible person.
Yeah. And then the term love and light doesn't have necessarily toxic positivity meaning. The term
it depends on how it comes.
So it comes from the idea of, I'm sending you love and light. I am sending you light worker energy, positivity, right? And it's supposed to be used as an expression of, like, I want nothing but the best for you, right? Which is a beautiful thing to say to someone. That's beautiful and has such beautiful and powerful intention. The problem is, we have this wave of people that use it as, like, love and light only, good vibes only.
No. It's also being used as a sentiment of, like, I'm sorry you're going through this, but I am here to offer you my hug and my love from afar.
Absolutely. It's just, like, interchangeable of, I want nothing but the best for you, and I'm sending you all my love.
Yeah. And, you know, shoving down negative emotions while, you know, some toxic positive witches may not think so, there are some very negative consequences that come along with that. Like, if you're hurting emotionally and have, like, hurting emotionally has such a powerful energy, and it has to be released somehow. That energy isn't just going to stay pent up inside you. I mean, it can, and you will blow up. But I find that people who don't confront how they are feeling head on, they're masking their pain with something that makes it worse, like abusing drinking or drugs. And all the energy they have pent up releases when their defenses are down, and it just blows up. And it can honestly not just hurt them, but the people who care about them.
And I feel like we live in this culture where there is a lot of pressure, especially on social media, to pretend like your life is together at all times, which is a mm-hmm. joke. I know Em and I have privately talked about in the past, you get these kind of spiritual gurus, for lack of a better word, who put others down for having mm-hmm. bad days. And not only is that unrealistic, but I personally, as a consumer, right, view yeah. that as a red flag to not trust that person entirely. If they're going to yeah. put others down for having anxiety or having a bad day or tell you, right, to yeah. not trust someone for having bad days, that's a very big red flag to me that that person needs to be avoided at all costs.
I agree. That person is probably like a sociopath and, you know.
Or living under just a state of like delusional mentality that, you know what, actually, it not only does it come from a state of delusional mentality, but it comes from, as you said earlier, a massive point of privilege that if you're in a really good headspace all the time, I am so happy for you.
100%.
That's not the general vibe. Not everybody yeah. has that experience. Most people don't. And that's okay. That's why we go to therapy. I mean, that's why we meditate. That's why we do self-care and self-help. Because in reality, you're going to have bad days. And that doesn't make you a bad witch, a bad person, a bad at anything. It just makes you a human fucking being.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And, you know, as Robin said, you know, it's totally fine if you're happy and stuff all the time. But do recognize your privilege and don't push that on to others who are having a mm-hmm. rough time. You have to look at your own life experiences and look at the mm-hmm. other person's and be like, wow, okay, so we're not in the same boat. So maybe I shouldn't be judging this person for exactly. not being on my boat.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that that's really important and really just the main thing we wanted to talk about, because we're coming into summer, which mm-hmm. regardless if we're stuck inside or we're not stuck inside, we're coming into summer, which means more people are going to be out and about and enjoying themselves, which is great. I'm so happy for them about that. Man, go lay in the sun. Go soak up that vitamin D. But don't then turn your great time you're having into a way of shaming others for having a less bad time. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's just, it's unrealistic, it's unfair, and I personally recommend not trusting people that live off that energy.
Yeah, one last thing. The thing about, like, you know, positivity and negativity, they're part of our life, just like light and dark. We all go through phases like the moon. To not acknowledge our dark is not acknowledging a huge part of ourselves. And
yes,
it's the part that makes us humans and not supremes.
Yeah, we talked about this actually last week in the Patreon exclusive episode about working with our shadow selves and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to get too much in that because I don't want to make our poor Patreon listeners listen to us talk about the same thing again. I really implore you guys to use your best judgment when it comes to people who talk just about good vibes only and all that bullshit. It's bullshit. And don't think you're less than yes. because you have bad days. So, Maria, what's stirring your cauldron this week?
Well, what is stirring my cauldron is the amazing witch community on Instagram and Yay. All the amazing witchy images that come with it. Sure, all social media, you know, has pros and cons, but I feel that for the most part, Insta has become such an amazing place to share our craft, no matter what part of the world we are in. You know, I'm a photographer, so I love seeing others share images of how they uniquely practice magic. I love all the art and the attention to detail that goes into images when people share them. Like, some people's images just blow me away.
I am here for, like, you know, Photoshop and all that. But I feel like photography is truly a glimpse into someone's soul and magic. I know in our community, ego is such a huge problem. And seeing others create gorgeous images can cause a lot of unnecessary drama. We must remember, we all have our own unique talents and different ways to express ourselves and magic. Some people do this through the camera lens, and that's nothing to, you know, be jealous of or anything. I mean, there's so many, you know, better photographers that even than me, you know. But I mean, honestly, seeing an image someone else has worked really hard on inspires me to go out and perform magic myself. It's just so unbelievably cool to see someone posting all the way from Norway or Poland and seeing how they view and perform magic. You know, I'm forever amazed by how technology has connected us all and has formed such an amazing community of witches.
Yes. I actually, on this note, Trish and I, so Trish the Red Witch, if you guys know her, we are doing a 30-day challenge this month just to kind of bring the community together because life's been crazy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I have been living for people's pictures. Like, I've been living for their interpretations of the prompt and seeing these cool and amazing photos. Like, I know that we did this to bring the community together, but it's secretly just for me because I've been enjoying the shit out of seeing people's photos. Like, I'm living my best life seeing it. It's been really cool seeing just people's vision and skill. And it's like, even those people who don't have necessarily the best camera, let's say,
they're just still as creative.
It doesn't detract at all from, like, exactly. Like, I'm sat there looking at this just, like, so interested, and I wish I had the time to share all of them. I, like, honestly, if you guys aren't already participating, you should go look at the hashtags or look at the hashtag thread just to see people's photos, because it's so incredible to look at. Like, I've been enjoying it so much.
I have too.
I know, that's like, maybe how a little bit
Trish
corny
post about it. No,
it's, I know that's corny, I've but been it's enjoying so it. True.
No, I love seeing people express themselves. You know, it's really
it's
nice.
So cool.
It is.
I want to hug all of them and be like, "You're so talented."
And everyone has, like, such a unique way of, like, showing how they practice. And this is, like, really uplifting. And as I said, it makes me want to go out and be like, well, okay, well, I guess I'm doing some spell work today. Thank you for the inspiration. Yeah,
thanks for that.
Yeah. And I do want to go back on what I said about, like, the camera thing, but I didn't mean, like, you have to have, like, as Robin said, a fancy camera in order to take pictures or anything like that. No, I'm just saying that if someone wants to express themselves through art, well, hopefully not, but if someone wants to express themselves through art, like, you can't be like, don't do that. You're not allowed to. Like, no.
So dumb. That's the thing with art. And I'm like, this is the nihilist in me, right? None of it matters. Nothing matters. Like,
nothing matters.
Art is fully conceptual, guys. As long as you like what you're creating, literally nothing else matters. Like, nothing's real. It's just,
nothing's real.
A good artist is not based off of the quality of the medium they have to work with. A good artist is somebody who makes something that provokes a thought or emotion.
Yes.
That's it. That's 100%. All art is, guys. So keep creating, keep doing cool stuff, because we love to watch it. It's very fun.
So, Robin, what is not stirring your cauldron right now?
I'm so glad you asked. What I want to talk about, all my listeners, all you lovely people I know are going to have the biggest exhaled sigh and be like, God damn it, Robin, shut up. But I'm quarantine and everything going on with it, it's making me crazy. I'm sick of coronavirus deniers, like the people that think it's invented by Bill Gates to control our minds. There's a multi-layered conspiracy theory. I'm not going to get into it. You guys should go Google it. But basically, it's how Bill Gates invented 5G, and 5G is killing things and making us sick with coronavirus, so that way the children of Pizzagate can come up and out of hiding. Anyway, I am so sick of it. I am stir crazy too. I'm going mad too. I know we all are. But if we all just stayed home. And when you went out, you wore your mask and you washed your hands. Also, on that note, stop fucking putting on single-use gloves. Those are for cross-contamination. Yes. Like, stop it. Ugh. Okay. Nope. We're centering ourselves. I'm sick of it, God. I'm so sick of it.
I like how people wear the gloves and then go touch everything in the store.
Oh, I watched this woman in the store the other day. Oh, my God. This actually, like... made me crazy. She was wearing like kitchen gloves, like, you know, the rubber like forearm deep kitchen. Okay, at least it's not a single use. She can wash them and reuse them, right? That's what I think when I see her. I'm like, you know what, actually good for you, right? But then she goes to the avocados, okay, picks the avocado up, and then with her other hand starts touching her face, and she's like squeezing the avocado to see if it's, you know, good.
Oh my God.
Then puts the avocado down, and then with the hand that she just touched her face with, grabs another avocado and then touches her face with the other hand that was holding the first avocado, and does this back and forth for like six avocados before she apparently decides she doesn't want any avocados and walks away. What the fuck, Karen? Like, what was the point in wearing the gloves?
I've seen that so many times. Like, I don't go in the grocery store because I do get sick really easily. Yeah, and my wife's all like, stay in the damn car. But I see people walk out of the grocery store and they have their gloves on, and the few people who have their gloves on and masks on, because no one's taking it seriously down here. But they're touching their face, they're removing their mask, and it's just like, stop it.
I'm tired of quarantine too. And everybody that's like getting stir crazy and is ready for this to be over, I empathize and I feel you 1,000%. But I'm getting so pissed. Like, I know this isn't pitched or witchy. I know you guys who are listening are like, Robin, shut the fuck up. No one cares. We're sick of hearing about coronavirus. But here's the thing, guys. Stop touching your face when you're in the grocery store. Stop going to armed protests. Stop going to the beach. Fucking stop it. I want my summer too. And you're ruining it. You're ruining it for all of us.
They're going to ruin Halloween. I've said before that I think us as a people have just gotten so used to instant gratification and being told we have to wait on stuff and be patient with stuff is like such a trigger for a certain class of people. And it's like, you're not getting everything you want. Stop acting
and
like
a
freaking child.
All the dumb people going to the protests. First of all, you're wearing a mask at a protest, but I thought that you didn't believe that this was real. So why are you wearing a mask? Secondly, they're not the people that are actually directly affected by this, at least all the ones I've seen on the news. Now, maybe that's just a poor roll of the dice for people that have been interviewed, but the people I've seen are not the waitresses, the hairdressers, the people that are directly financially impacted by this, because we don't have health insurance and can't afford to get sick at a fucking protest. It's the people that want their restaurants to open so that someone can serve them, want to get to go get their hair cut, want to go do all these things. It's the upper middle class, and they're making me crazy. Just stop it. Knock it off. Just stop it. I want want my summer too, you guys. It's not fair, and you're ruining it for everyone. And that's my non witchy what's not stirring my cauldron this week. God damn it.
I have to say, like, with everything happening, it just feels so, like, incredibly heavy. Like, I feel like as witches, so many of us are ridiculously compassionate and empathetic to others. And seeing the death toll and stuff like that not being taken seriously, it's just, oh my gosh, it's gut-wrenching. And I think, you know, one way that people can use this energy can be towards social justice spell work, along with some real-world action and energy towards it. Like, have a governor who's only thinking about big corporations instead of small businesses shove his name in a jar in the freezer and then go flood their inboxes with calls and emails. Go out and do stuff.
Oh, it stresses me out so bad. Honestly, the avocado episode, the incident with the avocados and the rubber gloves was very stressful to watch. I'm sure I'm not the only person who has seen something like that happen. I get it, guys. I really, really do. I understand how stressed out we all are. I am also stir crazy and I get it. But oh, for the love of God, just stay inside. Just wash your hands. Stop touching your God dang face when you're in the grocery store. Ugh.
And as much as I would love to go to like stores and go shopping, don't do it.
I mean, the internet exists, y'all.
Yeah, but and then do you really need that extra decoration for right now? Or could you possibly wait it out for a little bit or go support a small business instead online? There's just so much.
Actually, that is something that is stirring my cauldron on that note, is the small business support that I've at least seen on social media, et cetera, and have heard from others has been incredible to watch. And I love y'all for that. I know that you guys maybe don't have a shit ton of excess money, and yet you're still out there buying little things from mom and pop shops and small businesses. And I'm talking about real small businesses, okay? Like, I love that. I love to see it. You guys are amazing. I'm going to end that not stirring my cauldron rant on that positive note, because it really is beautiful to watch.
Okay, so we usually talk about shops or Instagrams that we are loving right now, basically creators. And these people have not paid us and didn't even ask us to promo them or to talk about them. It's just something that we're loving and we want to share with all of our lovely listeners.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about my brand new spanking Supra Oracle deck. It is beautiful. I love it so much. I love the illustrations, and the card stock is amazing. Oh my gosh. It's the same. If you have the Marigold Tarot, it's the same card stock as it. It's super flexy and it's pretty much water resistant. I'm not saying you should go and like dip the cards into water.
But if some water splashes, we'll spend $50 on a deck and then just throw it in the ocean.
But yeah, the card stock is amazing. And nice. The illustrations, yeah, like so it's all pretty. It's black and white and like very, has a vintage feel. Like even the tuck box has a vintage feel to it. Yes, which we all know. I love Victorian and, you know, upwards to the 1940s.
She lives for it, guys.
That is my
for it.
I do. That's my thing. But one thing I do want to mention about this deck though that is kind of a con is that it didn't come with a guidebook and you have to buy the guidebook separately. Like it doesn't even come with like a digital guidebook, and which kind of sucks. But from what I hear, the guidebook is very, 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 very pretty.
So it's a con, but it is gorgeous. It is so gorgeous. I never heard of this deck when we were talking about what we were going to discuss this week, and I looked it up and I was just like, ooh, I'm not an Oracle, huge Oracle fan. as I know Em and I have talked about a billion times. I don't know if I've mentioned it on the podcast.
I don't think you have.
Well, I did. I mentioned it in part two on the Patreon because we talked about the difference between tarot and oracle decks. So I'm not a huge oracle fan. Not that I've not found ones in the past that I've enjoyed, etc. But as somebody who doesn't naturally move towards oracle decks, even I was like, maybe I need this.
The thing about also the guidebook, the cards are so descriptive and it's easy to look at the illustration and like to pull your own meaning. I mean, I already view that oracle decks, like they're really great for diving into your intuition. Like, what does this card mean to you? And, you know, guidebooks, they're just guides. You don't have to follow them 100%, but
it's guidelines, as my dad would say. It's guidelines. Speaking of my dad. Oh, can you hear the chimes? he's been so disappointed because we've not been utilizing the chimes enough. So that one's for you, Dad.
So what have you been loving?
So this is what I've been loving. And this is something that I have watched grow over the last, I don't know, 6-7 months. The W Box, which is a subscription box by Witchcraft Way, which we'll link in the description. I know the creators of this deck, or not deck, excuse me, subscription box. I know the creators and I
She's got decks on her mind.
I do. Uh-oh. I know my husband's listening to the editing of this and he's sweating in fear. I can hear him now. You're not getting another deck. I just might. Anyway, I've watched the creation of this deck over the last like 6 or 7 months. And it has been really cool to watch how it's coming together and watching the thought, creativity, and energy that's been put into it. And at least from my standpoint, it has been one of, not the only one, but one of the only subscription boxes that I have witnessed that is actually targeted to practicing witches, not just people that are spiritual, because there's loads of those, which then therefore falls under the blanket category of witchcraft, right? But it's the first one I've seen that has genuinely, one of the first ones, because I can think of like one, maybe two others, that are genuinely targeted at witches who practice magic and not just people that spiritually identify as a witch, but are not necessarily, you know, actively practicing magic, etc. And it's really freaking cool to watch. It's cool to watch it happen. And like, because I know the creators, they don't know that I'm adding them in this episode, by the way. I'm gonna have to tell them afterwards. But because I know the creators, genuinely, I feel a sense of pride for them. Like, not of them. I'm not proud of them, even though I am. You know what I mean? I feel like I can imagine how much love goes into these boxes, and you can see it. And I love that for them. I am. I'm really happy for them. And I'm also happy to know that this product exists in this world. Like, I don't know. It's really cool to freaking watch, man. I like watching the idea of kind of actually you take a tarot deck and you think about how much energy and love goes into each photo, and you can see, or not photo, card, and you can see the same thing happening with the W box. And I feel like everyone who gets it is like getting this amazing, I mean, I'd be happy to be a subscriber. I'd feel like I was getting my money's worth, man. Sometimes with these boxes, I'm like, I'll see them or get them. And I'm like, you paid $50 for that? Okay.
Like, honestly, everything in their boxes, I would utilize and use.
Yeah.
And
how often, like, can you actually say that? It's so hard.
Never. I mean, I have tried. Honestly, a lot of witchy box like kill it and do a really great job. And I really love W box
because I did get one of their boxes and I loved it. I still use the stuff that I got in it. I really love it.
Yeah, I freaking love it, man. It's cool to watch. It is cool to freaking watch. And you don't get to say that often. And it feels like if you are at least an outsider's perspective, if you're on the fence about buying a subscription box and you want one that's witchy, out of all the ones I've seen or received one time or consecutively, whatever, right? It's mm-hmm. the first one that I've seen where I'm like, wow, they are literally taking witches into consideration. And mm-hmm. You can tell it's from a personal experience, and because they themselves are witches who make it. And you're actually a witch and it fucking shows. And I think that's cool. Like, I just think it's cool.
100%.
We hope you guys will join us on May 29th for our 7th episode. Keep an eye out on our Instagrams and our Twitter. If you're not already following us on Twitter, it's Coffee Cauldrons for more information.
Or even better, joining us on our Discord tier, which is First Coven on Patreon, so we can answer your questions in our part 2 for next time.
You guys will even get to hear our lovely voices for an additional 30 minutes if you join the library tier or up. So you don't have to be in Witches First Coven to hear us talk more.
Again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons
with Robin from @atiredwitch on Instagram.
And with Maria from @mariathearcane on Instagram. Okay, you right, ready?
Countdown.
Yeah, let's do it.
One,
two,
three.
Bye,
witches. We're gonna get it one of these days, man.
Good. Oh yeah.